Matt, how are you?
I'm good, Tony. How you doing?
You try to be neutral when you're a journalist, you know, but I'm a fan and I'm bummed out, not disappointed, but just bummed out a little bit because still, when you go back and look at where people thought this team was going to be at this time, you know, then to where it is now, I still think it's a huge accomplishment. They're still a top 10 ranked team. They're still a co-champion. So what did you think about what you saw yesterday?
Well, I mean, you're right. I mean, you're around these guys all the time. It was almost, for me, kind of like the Big Ten football championship game. You see, you know, these guys had it right there, and then it kind of lost at the last minute, and you see the emotion they go through, and it was kind of the same feeling yesterday, even though they still had a share of it. It was really kind of one of the most interesting things I've seen. They're raising a banner and, you know, wearing Big Ten championship hats, but nobody really felt like that yesterday. It was an interesting scene, and I think you're right, though. As time goes on over the next couple of days, they'll start appreciating it a little bit more. It's just the fact that they had it right there and the way they lost the game. You know, it's kind of tough at the moment, but, you know, I think they'll appreciate it over time because you're right. Not many people thought they would be there. So, all in all, it was a pretty darn good season.
When teams are championship teams, it's because they have difference makers. And I thought when Brandon Dawson went down with his knee injury, and you can give us an update on what that is, but when he went down, that took away the Spartans' second difference maker beyond Draymond Green, and that made the game that much more of a grind.
Well, I think you're right, and the bigger thing when he went out at that point, William Buford had 2 points, and we all know now he finished with 25 points at the game winner. I think, you know, he was probably still going to score some points. If Brandon Dawson's in there, however, he doesn't score 25. I mean, the first meeting they played each other this year, he had 4 points and was 2 for 12 shooting. A lot of that was the defense of Brandon Dawson. The same thing was happening yesterday, until Dawson goes out, and you saw what happened. I mean, William Buford had his best game in weeks, so that was a huge difference maker defensively. And in terms of Brandon, obviously they told us last night he's torn the ACL in his left knee, so it was tough for him. After the game, he was in the locker room on crutches. You could tell he'd been crying. It was a tough night for him, so he's obviously done for this season, and That's going to be a big blow for this team moving forward. I mean, obviously Brandon Dawson had emerged and was really starting to come on, so it's going to be tough for them and kind of interesting to see who maybe can step up at this point.
Will he be ready by the time practice starts next fall?
Well, that's a good question. We haven't, you know, we'll get a better update probably later this morning. Those are long-term things, so I would expect they're going to say they hope to have him back in the fall. I would be surprised if he wasn't. But, you know, the real downside to those things are that he may be healthy and ready to go in the fall, but he's missed an entire summer of working out and getting better. So, it's certainly not going to be an easy thing to come back from. You know, the interesting thing was Delvon Rowe was there last night, and we talked to him, and he said he just kind of knew immediately what was going on and really felt for him. So, the best we can hope for at this point is he doesn't go down the same path as Delvon did and have it be a problem over and over again. So, you know, we'll see later today. Maybe we'll get an update. But, it's certainly a big blow for him and the team.
MSU finishes 24-7, 13-5 in conference. They are the number one seed for the Big Ten tourney. They'll play on Friday against the winner of Illinois, Iowa, set up the Big Ten tournament.
Well, you know, they're the number one seed, and it's interesting. A lot of times people think Tom Izzo doesn't care about it, and maybe sometimes in the past it hasn't seemed like they have. But I got to think this loss maybe might motivate them a little bit more to maybe try and prove it, or prove to themselves that they're worthy champions and go out and win that tournament. Now, you know, it's never that easy. They'll probably have to play, maybe a Wisconsin team, an Indiana team that's playing well, and you could see, you know, Ohio State or Michigan again in the final. So, I think a number one NCAA tournament seed is probably gone now. But, you know, they get a win or two in there. I can see them being a number two at least, a three at the worst if things go really bad. So it'll be an interesting Big Ten tournament. You got three, four teams that could legitimately win it and are all playing for NCAA tournament seeds. So I think it should be probably more exciting than we've seen in quite a few years there.
How many teams from the Big Ten will get invitations to the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, that's a tough question. You know, earlier I was saying 7-8 teams early on. Now, I mean, it's going to be tough. I'm thinking maybe 6 teams. We'll have to see Northwestern. Some people have them firmly in. Some people think they should win a game. For sentimentality, I guess, says let's get them a win and get them in there. So, I mean, obviously you're solid with 5 teams through from the Big Ten. And you know, then after that, you're kind of getting on the bubble a little bit there. So, not only are teams at the top of the Big Ten playing for seeding in this tournament, you're looking at a couple of teams there that are kind of playing for their tournament lives. And we've seen that happen in the past. Penn State did it last year, so it's going to be an interesting few days.
Who is the MVP of the season this year?
I don't think there's any doubt Draymond Green is the MVP. I mean, up through a few weeks ago, it would have been neck and neck with him and Jared Sullinger, but I think in the last couple weeks, I think Draymond Green has by far proven he's the most easily the most valuable player in this conference.
Well, he had 19 points, 12 rebounds, 3 assists. Before I let you go, Matt, anything new on the Michigan State football front?
Well, they're just recruiting. You saw a lot. They've been big recruiting the last couple of home games. Plenty of guys and were on hand last night. So, and most of the coaching staff is there. So, you know, it's they're just kind of continuing along that path. We'll hit spring football here before you know it, and we'll get to see a lot of those new guys, Andrew Maxwell, the new receivers. So that's coming up pretty quick. I know people get fired up about spring football, so before you know it, it'll be here, and we'll get to see a lot of these new guys.
And starting next year, Michigan State's athletic director will be on the NCAA Men's Basketball Selection Committee.
You're right. Five-year appointment for Mark Hollis. I know that's something he was looking forward to. So I'll have a little Michigan State influence there on the selection committee. They haven't really needed it too much, but, you know, Mark's a well-respected guy, and I know that's something he was looking forward to. So he should do really well on that. And he, like I said, he's nationally very, very highly thought of. So that's just the latest step for him. And, you know, He's a popular guy around the NCAA, and we all here at Michigan State certainly know why.
All right, Matt, I will see you at this morning's press conference. The press conference itself really isn't anything. What's always interesting is every week Coach Izzo sits at the same table in the same chair, and all the media surrounds him, and he just takes questions off camera, if you will, and those rap sessions are pretty cool.
They really are. It's a real benefit of covering this team and covering Tom Izzo. I mean, he's always given great access to the media, and he's always really open with us. And you're right, it's always the best stuff. And that's the one time I know fans are a little bit jealous of us because we get that kind of access. But it'll be an interesting one today, you know, with the sharing of the title, Brandon Dawson. There's going to be a lot of news, but a lot of reaction, a lot of emotion, I'm sure. So I'm looking forward to this one.
All right, Matt, we appreciate you greatly. You come on the program. You've contributed just so much, and thank you so much for that.
I appreciate having me, Tony. Thanks a lot.